We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, bud.
Before we get off that Houston-Tulane game, we're already off of it, but I wanted to backtrack. Did you realize that Tulane's head coach, Willie Fritz, played at Pittsburgh State? I was unaware of that. Willie Fritz, defensive back for the Gorillas back in the late 70s, early 80s. And spent time at Shawnee Mission Northwest as an assistant.
Wow.
Coffeyville, Blinn. And then was a head coach at Central Missouri, Sam Houston, and Georgia Southern. And Willie Fritz helped engineer that big comeback.
What years was he at Blinn?
He was at Blinn from 1993 to 1996 as the head guy. Spent time as coordinators and assistants at Sam Houston High School in Texas.
So he had Michael Bishop at Blinn.
Ooh, that's a good call. Forgot about that.
Yep.
And then from 97 to 09, he was at Central Missouri. And Sam Houston State from 10 to 13. And lost in the division championship game twice. So that kind of sucked. But anyway, he was at Georgia Southern for 2 years. Led him to the GoDaddy.com Bowl. And now he's at Tulane. So I heard Adam Amin say something about Pittsburgh State last night, so I'm like, I got to look this guy up.
There you go.
I wasn't familiar with Willie Fritz, but off to a good start at Tulane this year.
Yeah.
After going to a bowl game last year. They were 7-6.
And a fantastic finish.
Great finish.
He was a guy that was, I think I've got this right. He was begging for the Kansas job.
Really?
I think he was very interested in the Kansas job when they hired David Beatty.
Well, no real surprise with his success at Blinn. I didn't realize this either. Blinn was 5-24-1 in the three previous seasons before he got there. And Fritz was 39-5-1. With two junior college national championships.
Yeah, I was going to say, won a national. I knew he won at least one.
Won two of them. And then
Michael Bishop was otherworldly, man. I'm telling you. There are very few guys in my 20 some years in the Big 8, Big 12 that just jumped off the page with their abilities. Michael Bishop was one of them, man. That dude was – you talk about a guy that could go make a play in just about any ways. His arm, his body, his strength. Guy was incredible. Absolutely. And he didn't even – and his first year, when he beat Donovan McNabb in the Fiesta Bowl and pummeled Syracuse in the Fiesta Bowl – I don't even think he hit better than 50% of his passes. He was that dynamic of a player otherwise. And when he did hit passes, he hit big scoring passes. Then the next year he had a Heisman Trophy type season. Finished third in the voting.
Didn't Cam Newton
should have
go
had
to
him
Blinn
in the national
too?
Championship. What's that?
Didn't Cam Newton go to Blinn also?
Yes.
Before he went D1.
I think he was there for 1 year.
Yeah, and I think they beat they beat Fort Scott.
Oh, did they? Title. Now that I don't remember.
I think they did. And they played that game and I don't know why I'm thinking of this. I think they played that game in Pittsburgh. Kansas. At the Pit. Anyway, I'm sure somebody can text me and let me know if that's true or not. But
because the Division II, national championship is usually down like in Florence, Alabama. But I don't know. Who knows?
Well, Division II. I'm talking about JUCO though.
Oh, Dean JUCO. Yeah, because yeah, Blinn Junior. Who knows? College. That could have been played anywhere. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking Pittsburgh State. Never mind.
Right, right. They played in that yard. That's where they played
in
the game.
In that yard. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Have you ever been down there, by the way, Pittsburgh State?
Not since they really jazzed up the stadium. Way back when.
Damn nice facility.
I've heard that. Yeah.
I mean.
Big video board.
Really nice. Really nice facility. Now, that football facility is top notch.
Mm-hmm.
Top notch.
I have no excuse because I go back home all the time, and Pittsburgh's only about 30 minutes from where my mom lives. And
well, you still got to make a date to go over there and see it. I mean, you know, that's you'd rather see your mom. I don't blame you for that.
Well, I can,
but it is. But
I could take her to
a
Pittsburgh State football game. She'd be okay.
Well, I mean, there you go. Yeah. Come on, Mom. I'm gonna go watch the Gorillas.
She'd say yes.
She'd look at you like, "What in the hell are you talking about?"
Good to see you, son. No, I'm not.
I've got things to do.
All right,
we're not going to Pittsburgh State. All right.
Twitter question.
Let's go.
Cindy O-H-R-O has to do with the NFL teams, those that have started undefeated. Which NFL 2-0 team is most fraudulent? And by that, I mean, do we not believe that they're 2-0? They're lucky. They're not that good. They played crappy schedule. Whatever. Which 2-0 team is most fraudulent? Baltimore, San Francisco, Seattle, or Buffalo?
You've picked well here.
Thank you.
Because this should, I don't know if you've got if you've got four 20 to 30 percenters, but this is a good one because all of them have little things here working against them in this argument. Baltimore hasn't played anybody yet.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco is in
kind of the same way as it turns.
It's kind of the same way, mm-hmm. And I don't think that we're all sold on Jimmy Garoppolo yet. Seattle has won close games, but I don't know why that's a deterrent. They won one of them on the road in Pittsburgh. And I know that people would say, well, Big Ben went down. This is the NFL.
Right.
It's a little bit different.
And Buffalo.
And who's the other one?
Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo. Oh, well, and Buffalo is – Buffalo wins games by hook and crook,
yeah.
Right?
They were down 16, came back to beat the Jets. And what did they do last week? I forget.
Oh, they won a tight one, I think.
I think that's right. Oh, Giants.
Uh-huh.
They beat the Giants. And it was 28-14-ish.
Right.
JP says the Bills. They beat the Giants and barely the Jets. Best football team in New York might be Syracuse. Thank you, JP.
Although Syracuse has lost a couple,
yeah,
too, but that's all
they're
right.
A little off the pace. Yeah, not as good as they used to be. Last year, that might have been true.
But I love – but thank you for the sentiment, JP. You always have a very interesting take. That's funny. Okay, I'm going with the Bills, I think, probably.
All right.
Bills or Niners?
Speaking of Bills, Bill is online. Bill, real quick, what do you got?
Well, first of all, let me congratulate you. I listen to sports all day long, and I love your On This Day segment. You're the only one that both of you, only one that does that, and you do it great. Real quick comment, I wanted to say, what three people would you have that would fake a defensive back out of his jock strap besides Barry Sanders, Gale Sayers, and Walter Payton? What three guys running the day would actually have that ability to do what they were able to do?
Darren Sproles for me.
And that's a great, interesting question. By the way, Peyton could just as easily run over them as he would run around them,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he could truck you, too.
Well, I don't know. Let's think about that over the break a little bit and see if we can come back with a couple of good ones for
Sounds
you.
Good.
All right. That's all coming up. 20 minutes away, State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week. It's a Football Friday, and we are rolling, Shane and Bruce, with you. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.